Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the Dapper Don. Giving a microphone, fresh dress, like a million bucks, buying things in its cups. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Listening to me, put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. Y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. Man, oh man, got a radio show. Yeah, I do. God's so big to me, man. I just have to tell you about it. I can't help it. It's rather obvious to me how big, how good God is. He's absolutely tremendous. He's off the chain. He on one. He be clowning. He be just showing out. Man, I'm just over here just on the receiving end. You know, man, I wanted to share something with you today. You know, if you're out there, start your mission today. Start your mission today. What are you waiting for? Why do we as people delay what we want or delay the process to begin what we want, our hopes, our dreams, our desires? Why won't you start your mission today? Why don't we all decide together? Better yet, let's just kill that, because you don't. That just individually. Look, you listening. You got something that you've been dreaming about. You got an ambition of yours that's not yet fulfilled. You got goals you haven't accomplished yet. You got dreams, aspirations. Everybody has them. Everybody's got them. Everybody's got something that's on the table that they haven't yet attacked yet. What are you waiting for? Start your mission today. Stop the procrastination now. The procrastination is only hurting you, yourself. And if you allow procrastination to set in, then that allows then, which is a weakness, you know, but that allows the devil then to just really do his thing. Because an idle mind is the devil's playground. So if you ain't working on your goals, dreams, aspirations, or visions, you just waking up seeing how today gonna go, or the devil, he got plenty for you to do. See, but if you get your mind right on your goal and your focus and your purpose, then you can go on about your business. Then when the distraction comes, you can catch yourself. Now, that don't mean you ain't going to fall privy or fall prey to some of your distractions, because you will. But you will have a goal in mind, an aspiration that makes you go, hold on, man, I got to stay focused here, because what I really want, where I'm really trying to go, the thing that I'm really after, this new little thing that's being introduced, this don't fit into the equation. Man, let me keep it moving. Or you may step off the line for a little while. You know, like I said yesterday, the thing about God is he's so forgiving that if you get out of line, he'll hold your place. See, that's the real cool thing. A lot of people will do that for you, too. Like I said, if you're at the movie theater or you're at the amusement park and you're in a line and you forget something, if you politely ask the person behind you, hey, man, I got to run to my car, I left something, would you hold my place? Most people will say, fine, yeah, go ahead. And when you come back, they don't have a problem. See, your problem is you want to get out the line, go do something, then come back and just get up in the line further up than you were or cut somebody. Now you got a problem because, see, everybody looking at you now like, oh, whoa, partner, where you come from? You know, the line start back here. But, see, the thing with God is God don't do that. God don't say the line start back here. God holds your place. When you make a mistake and you fall off the line, God holds your place. But if you ain't got no dreams, aspiration, if you ain't got no place, what he holding for you? See, I mean, he got a place for you, but you got to come to him. See, some people, here's what I'm saying. If you got a goal, an aspiration, a dream, and you fall off track momentarily, you can get back to that. Because God know where you left off. Now, you may have to accomplish a few more things since you stopped for a long period of time, but God know where you left off. You can get back on track. Look, man, this dream of being on TV since I was a kid, it got off track now. It got off track. I just kept it as one of the dreams. And in some real dark moments when it looked like it wasn't going to happen, all I was hanging on to was just the hope that one day it could. But that's what faith is really about. Faith is the belief in things that you cannot see. But faith gives you the confidence to keep hoping, man. Sometimes it just keep hope alive. Sometimes, you heard Jesse Jackson say it, just keep hope alive. Sometimes, man, it's just the hope. I was hanging on a hope. And I'm talking about when it got real ugly and funky out there for me, when it looked like I wasn't going to ever make it, and all of the facts was in, and everything pointed in the direction, you're not going to make it. You done really messed up this time. Then I sat there, and I just hung on to the hope. But man, that's what I'm saying. If you got a dream or an aspiration, a vision or something, when you fall off track and you want to go get back in line, God holds your place. See, he held on to that for me. He knew I was off track and out of line. But he said, okay, here's where we stopped. You want to be on TV. Now, when you get it together and you quit tripping and you come and you turn to me, I'm going to hold your place, put you back in line. Then we're going to finish the journey. That took me a lot longer to get here than I wanted to. But then it was necessary because I needed all of them mishaps to happen to me along the way. So when I got on the radio one day, which I did not see coming, Steve Harvey got a radio show, y'all. That's why I say it every day. See, because of this radio show that I didn't see coming, now I have stories to tell. I got experiences to share. And I can tell you about me better than I can tell you about anybody. And I done been through enough where it's relatable, where enough people can go, man, that happened to me. Appreciate you saying that. That's what it was for. See, I get it now. See, at the time, though, I didn't like what was happening to me. At the time, I was really in total disagreement with God on a lot of stuff he was pulling off on me. But in essence, I was really pulling it off on myself. But through his grace and mercy, he kept me through all of my mistakes, all my bad decisions, all my miscalculations, all my misfires, all the times I knowingly stepped out there and did wrong. He forgave me. He said, because man, if you ever come to me, I have a plan for you that is going to be far and above. It will supersede everything you've ever dreamed of. That's what I did. I just got sick of me, good and sick of me. And I turned it over to God. And then God started working. And here I am today. Now, is he through with me yet? Nope. Have I arrived yet? Nope. But guess what? The journey is cool. And then you know what I found out? That's kind of what it's like in life. If you done walked off the cliff in life and you ain't got no God in your life, it's like not having a parachute. You step off the cliff and you just free falling. Now see, we all, now that fall gets you closer to the grave, right? See, we all heading to the grave from the moment we born. But the cool thing about a relationship with God is when you step off the cliff and you got God, he a parachute. You still going down, but it's a nice ride. You guiding, you gliding, you softly, you enjoying, you look around, you smiling, you meeting other people along the way. You're floating over here to ski a little while. You're over there at the beach for a little while. You mess around over here. You get to go out the country a little bit on your parachute and all that. And God just helps your descent appear more like a rise and more like a euphoric fall. Instead of not having no God in your life and you just walking off that cliff every day, free falling, ain't got no cord, you steady pulling, you hollering the whole way because you done messed around with yourself and ain't let God come into your life and provide a parachute for you. I would rather have a parachute since I got to jump every day than to not have one. God has been like a parachute for me. Ask me where that came from. I can't tell you, but like I always say, most good things that happen in my life that I can't explain, it's usually him.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It's a little sadder than yesterday. It ain't the big one I had yesterday because I'm back now. So it's may I have your attention, please? Steve Harvey is back on the radio with a special tribute this morning. I didn't mention it yesterday. You know, I've been out on the ocean praying and everything. But today, though.
Say it.
I just want to send a shout out because I didn't get a chance to give it his full love. Thank you, DC. From the bottom of my heart.
One more time, Steve. I like the
DC.
I like the passion.
For being the chocolate city that Parliament Funkadelic said you is.
Way to hold it down.
W-H-U-R and all them other bad folks up in D.C. that said, bring your rally up here if you want to. You're going to be canceling talks, flag burning, all this here. Set a cross on fire. See what happens. Light one tiki torch. And I want to thank Chocolate City
for being Chocolate City yesterday
in D.C.
That's right.
That's all I'm saying. Listen, I do not condone violence.
No.
But what you can't do is be violent to me and expect nothing to happen. In the words of an old friend of mine, you can't kill my dog and expect your cat to leave. You can't do it. Hey, I want to thank the Lord for Washington, D.C.
Black Lives Matter and shut it down, D.C.
No, were this our block.
Shut it down.
Counter-protesters, yeah.
Counter-protesters.
Y'all know who I'm talking to.
Yeah.
D.C.
You talk the whole city.
You talking to the
crew.
Yeah.
I'm talking about D.C. live, man.
Dark
I just
want to
thank y'all. I want to thank y'all.
They shut them down.
Canceling speeches.
They canceled the speeches.
Hey, let me tell you something.
The right to.
Their rally was a bust.
Two-thirds of them turned around and went home. This ain't the day to be racist.
Yeah.
I see they not having it today.
Yeah, it's the wrong Monday. Yeah. You see organizer's name, Jason Kessler?
Yeah.
He had to leave. He had to shut everything down. He couldn't speak.
Love it, DC.
I see what you're saying. It's just a couple cats out there who just wasn't with Black Lives Matter. They were there for the other reasons.
What you mean, dude?
That's right.
The ones off this comfort hood, they down there doing what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I ain't got no Black Lives Matter shirt, none of that. I ain't got none of the paraphernalia.
I'm just finna tell you what do matter.
I told you yesterday, I like that name.
Y'all don't matter. Come up in here with this in D.C. We're going to show you who matters.
Shut it down,
you
DC
might not
coalition.
Think we matter, but bet y'all ain't finna matter.
Okay, that's right. This rally
so I just wanted
matter.
To say, after I've been on vacation, thank you to Washington, D.C.
Yeah,
I'm so proud of y'all.
Represent.
D.C.
I so much
they
love y'all. Once again. We are not condoning violence on this show.
No, we don't. No.
But thank the Lord for people who do. In the words of my favorite T-shirt, don't let your president get your ass whooped. Okay?
Coming up inside something funny, we're going to tell you about dinner last night in Paris, guys.
Yeah.
We'll be back at 32 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at 8:41 Eastern, Steve, you know, as the country is in prayer for the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, you're going to have a special conversation with Detroit and Philly radio legend, Miss Frankie Darcell. We all love Frankie. Of course, she's a legend herself in the city of Detroit. And she's going to talk about Aretha Franklin being the number one singer of all time. She certainly is in my book. Steve took us out to dinner last night. And boy.
Ooh, that's when you eat something you ain't never ate before. Yeah. What y'all ate?
Tommy, it was so off the chain.
We were really ballers last. We balled last
night. I gave him the total experience.
Yeah.
Total experience.
Yes.
Yeah, I took him into the garden first.
Yeah, first we went into the garden and we sipped champagne, and Steve had this special cognac that they made for him. They don't make this for everyone.
Right, okay. Right. He was smoking a cigar.
What? Yes.
And let's go back. Wait a minute. Let's go back to the garden first.
Oh,
where is the garden?
The garden was nice.
Where that's at?
It's outside of his hotel. We waited out there. We sat out there for a minute before we actually went in the restaurant for dinner. Okay?
So the garden is actually in the hotel.
Yeah, and it's like a patio area.
It's surrounded. Uh-huh. It's the 360. It's in the middle of like an atrium.
Right. That's what it is.
And so, you can sit out there. You can sip champagne. Like I said, they brought Steve special cognac. They don't have this cognac in America, so don't even try it.
No.
Losers.
What? Did y'all see? Did y'all see it on the menu?
No, it's not on the menu, Tommy.
This is special.
The price ain't on the menu.
No, they don't, Tommy. They don't have no prices on the menu here. At this
How y'all
place,
over there ordering stuff and don't know what it costs?
Because Tommy. If you staying at this place and you have to ask how much the food is, you should probably check out.
Yeah. Oh, and on the way to the garden through the hotel, there's this like liquor store with all these fancy bottles of liquor and everything, liqueurs and all that. There's this one big bottle. It was cognac, right, Steve?
Yeah, cognac.
Huge bottle of cognac.
Guess how much, Tommy? Guess how much?
Just guess.
$25,000.
Come on.
How much?
$1,000.
$1,000. Put 74 with that. And then what do you have?
$75,000.
Yes.
Oh, that I'd be so sober. 75.
If I catch you looking at the bottle, we're gonna be fighting. Staying too long.
Breaking out of that.
So then we went through there, we went past that way. Then Steve took us to his, keep in mind it's his special cigar room. Only for him.
He's the only one with the key.
Only one with the key.
What?
To get in this private cigar room just for him.
At this hotel.
Uh-huh.
At the
Whenever
hotel.
I stay at the hotel.
He's I'm kind of famous.
A great, great client.
And
so
rich. Mm-hmm.
They put a pad on the cigar room that activates by my key only. No other guest can come in there.
And as we continue. Wait a minute. And as we continue, you guys that are listening out there. Look at God. Won't he do it? Keep the hate. This is all about the blessings.
Keep the what?
Keep that hate.
Right.
Damn. Look at God. Won't he do it?
You're right. This has nothing to do with hate. We're just trying to show you, expose you to stuff. That's all.
I ain't hating, but all I'm saying is, God ain't bought me no cognac like that. I'm telling you that right now. 75,000.
He's still
me and God. We gotta have talk about the cognac.
We're in a special
He didn't
cigar
make
room.
It for you, Tommy. The cognac just got made. Now, if you put in all you want to put in, you can buy it.
No, don't tell
that me.
That bottle is way too big for Tommy.
Oh, but he doesn't even hold it.
It's too big. No. Yeah.
Okay, so
you're going to have to get a straw.
Yeah. So we're in the cigar room, but let me just tell you, you push buttons, walls open up, the TV comes out. It's like that. Fly like that, okay?
Wow. So that was that. So that was drinks. We got the tour of the cigar room. So then we went to dinner. And so we're at dinner, like the atrium area, wouldn't you say, Steve? Another atrium area. Mm-hmm. And then it started to drizzle.
Yes, just
a little bit.
Yes.
So they had an awning to cover us.
Yeah. They just pushed a button. And
y'all got an umbrella come across the table?
Yes.
Yeah, the whole table. I'm talking about 16, 24 people, everybody.
Yes.
It was nice.
So we ordered dinner. I had the lamb. What did you have, Shirley?
I had the soul. Lamb. Yeah, it was good. I have the soul.
What'd you have, Steve?
Linguine and
lobster.
Yeah, and then
Please
Monica
tell
had
me.
The soul.
Lemon butter sauce.
Yeah.
Please tell me they had catfish for Mississippi, Monica. Please tell me they had.
No, Monica had the soul.
No, she had soul. It was very good. Fish. Yeah.
Okay, so then we did dinner, and then Steve invited us upstairs.
Yeah, we retired up to his
retired.
Black people don't retire.
You don't retire.
No, well, we did up to
in France. You do.
Yeah, up to his suite for dessert, and we had tiramisu. We had creme brulee with the
chocolate mousse.
Caramel. Mm. Oh God, cover over it. It was delicious. Chocolate mousse, fresh berries, raspberries, strawberries, blueberries, all kinds of berries. It was just wonderful, and you could have cognac for dinner or coffee. And the staff came up. He had a special staff, of course, butlers and things, that they came up and served us. It was really
beautiful. Where is the receipt?
Why? We ain't paying
I just want to know what all this cost.
Tommy.
He's always
they never once saw any check of any kind.
Thank
they
don't you,
even,
boss.
They don't even walk up to me with no check. We left the cognac room, no checks. You got up from dinner, no checks. Go upstairs to the suite, no. They don't give you checks here.
I'll be walking around with a pen in a pad. We're not going to let them overcharge me. No, I'm going to write down everything everybody has so I know
you
what
do
we...
do an inventory.
Yeah, we had two souls. Okay. We had a lamb and some linguine. And what else we
Tommy,
had?
Can I tell you something? Can I tell you something?
You wanted separate checks, Tommy?
Can I tell you something, Tommy?
What?
See, when you pay for this room, they don't bother you with nothing else.
The food come with the room?
You need to be exposed, Tommy. And that's the whole point of Steve taking
us.
Does the food come with the room?
It wasn't all inclusive.
Hold on. Let me ask you something. At Comfort Inn, don't they give you free water?
Yes. And I'm not mad at
figure,
that.
How you figure they ain't got this on another level somewhere? Comfort Inn give your ass free waffle.
Yeah.
You trying to tell me that a hotel we in it can't give you a plate of food?
But wait, Steve, tell him about the Prince concert. We listened to Prince all night.
Prince all night in the room.
On what? On what that Carla thought was...
Boy, let me tell you something. Hey, Tommy, when we come back, I'm going to tell you what Carla thought speaker was.
You ain't got to tell.
No, it ain't.
All right, listen, coming up next, Steve is going to finish this story, and then we'll have the King of Pranks run that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour inside of entertainment news, Beyonce and Jay-Z, they dedicated their whole show, their concert, to the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. They were in Detroit at the Ford Field, and we, of course, are praying for the Queen. Also, more entertainment news. Omarosa's book drops today. But first, you guys know we are here in Paris. Ooh la la. And Steve, you know, you wanted to finish telling us about Carla at your when we were all at your hotel room last night.
Wait. Before we went to break, y'all said the Prince concert.
Yeah, we were in Steve's room.
Is y'all telling me he done brought Prince back?
he's that
he got that kind of money?
I wish.
You just bringing people back and throwing concerts now?
He's some kind of rich, ain't he?
Tommy, they have just have it arranged where you can hear each song in the video that go with. You can just watch.
Yeah, in his.
So I cut the stereo on. Carla been drinking.
Wait, let me put my water
She
down.
Looks over at the speaker.
I had champagne. Go ahead.
She had champagne. She looks over at the speaker. And Carla said,
Wait a minute.
Is that a hair dryer? The music is coming out of there. I thought that was a hair dryer. I said, okay, I got these people up in this hotel.
That's $75.
Stop talking about, is that a hair dryer?
But it looked like a hair. It was shaped like a hair dryer.
Because it was on a skinny stand.
Yeah.
And it had a big bold top.
Yeah.
But Tommy, this one speaker, though, this just one speaker.
Ooh.
Oh,
yeah.
Fill up the whole room.
Yeah, because what it was, I asked Steve. He said, get the phone, remember?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And I said, well, where's the phone? He said, over there. I said, what, behind the hair dryer? He said, girl, the speaker.
Tommy, you got a prank.
Yes, sir. We're going to run it back, Uncle Steve. Mobile baptismal pool. Let's get some people saved up in here. Come on.
Hello, I'm trying to reach a Mr. Wilson.
It's Wilson. How you doing? Who's this?
How you doing? My name is Brother Springwater, man. Listen, we got paid to actually come by and do some services for you by some friends of yours, and we wanted to actually call and see about scheduling and see what you had available.
My services. What y'all plan on cutting some grass? What y'all do? What kind of services y'all have?
Actually, sir, you've got some friends that have actually spent a great amount of money on you. And what we do is we have a baptismal on wheels service. And what we do is we go and we baptize people at their home. And baptismal on wheels has been, it's a new company, but we've baptized over 1,000 people now. We have a truck with it, which actually has a baptismal pool on the back of it. And we actually come to your home, and we will baptize you in your driveway and make you whole again. So
Brother Water? Brother Spring? What's your name again? I'm sorry.
Springwater, sir. Springwater.
Springwater, you want to come to my house and give me a baptism in my front yard?
We want to baptize you right there in your driveway. Your friends are paid for the services. And
my friend? What friend will pay for me to get baptized? I've been baptized already, Doc.
Well, from my understanding, sir, that evidently you had some bumps and bruises, and they seem to believe that you need to be washed and cleansed again.
I mean, that's all good. That's all good. But I mean, be that it may, man. I mean, I've been baptized. I go to church. You know, me and the Lord don't have no problems. I mean, we all have setbacks. But for you to pull up with your pool in front of my house to say you finna baptize me, that doesn't make any sense to me, Doc. I mean,
sir, sometimes when some people are not able to go to the house of the Lord and get baptized, you know, we're making it a lot more convenient for you when we can actually come.
I don't need no convenience. What I need convenience for? You asking me to come to my house on a Tuesday to baptize me in my driveway, does that make any sense to you, Brother Water? I mean, come on. If you really sit back and think about it, does that make any sense to you
First of all, sir, that's Brother Springwater. But what I'm trying to say is that
water it is, holy water, spring water, it doesn't make no difference to me. You can't come to my neighborhood and baptize me in front of my house.
Sir, what is all the angle? This is what your friends are talking about. That
I don't give a damn what my friends are telling you, man. Which one of my friends gonna recommend you to come to my damn house?
Sir,
that don't even make any sense to me. You understand?
I'm not at any liberty to tell you who actually.
Hold up, but you're in the liberty to come to my damn house and baptize me, but you can't tell me who the hell go see you. But you're not in. Come on. You don't even. Come on. Does that make sense to you, Doc? Come on. That doesn't make any. No way in the world I'm gonna allow you to come and bring your pool in front of my house and baptize me. Then I'm asking you you supposed to be a pastor. You supposed to be baptized. I'm asking you, okay, what friend of mine is sending you to, you know, letting you know I need to be baptized? You're taking out at liberty?
Sir, all I want to know, basically, I've already been paid. I'm calling to ask you about your schedule. You're not baptizing me.
I've been baptized.
I'm going to baptize you on Tuesday in your driveway.
Man, I tell you what, if you come to my house in front of my driveway, you better bring the whole congregation. You understand? You better bring the deacons, the brothers, the sisters, and everybody else if you think I'm going to be baptized in my driveway.
This is the problem. This is what your friends are talking about. This is why you need to be baptized and cleansed again and washed in the blood of the Lamb. This is what's wrong. You need to be cleansed. That's what's wrong with you, Mr. Wilton.
What's wrong with me? No, what's wrong with you is calling me in the middle of my workday telling me I need to be baptized in front of my house. If I need to be baptized and go get some holy water, I go down to the church. I don't need you coming in front of my house making a whole circus with all your friends and some white sheets talking about you want to baptize me.
From my understanding, Mr. Wilton, you missed two Sundays already this month.
Two Sundays? Man, I can go anywhere and get the word. I don't need you coming here because you're telling me I missed two damn Sundays. I'm going to miss this Sunday, too, because the football game coming on.
Sir, all I know is I've been paid to do a job. I will be there Tuesday morning at 7 o'clock, and we will baptize you before you go to work on Tuesday morning.
I tell you what. You come to my house at 7 o'clock in the morning, I swear on your Lord, I'm going to bust your. You understand me? You will not come to my house telling me you finna baptize me. I don't give a damn who paid you. You understand? I will drown your in the water. Matter of fact, now, bring you, your deacons, and everybody else, we're gonna have a pool party in that. You understand?
I'm gonna get all of this anger and all of these problems you have within you. We are going to purge your body and get it out your system.
I don't want your cleansing me. I tell you what. Brother Springwater, is it that's a call?
It's Brother Springwater.
You gonna get baptized on Tuesday morning.
I don't give a damn who pays you, who calls you. Bring your and I'm gonna you up. I guarantee you. I'm gonna try your sight.
I got one more thing I wanna say to you. Would you listen
you
to me?
Got a matter of fact, I'm busy. You ain't got to say to me. I gotta go. You understand? You ain't got
I got one more thing I wanna say to you. Is you listening to me?
What, man?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy Mason. Hello?
Man, let me tell y'all something, man. Boy, let me tell you something, boy. Y'all was about to bring some hell to heaven. I was about to act a fool on y'all if y'all would have showed up at my crib. You understand me? Boy, Tommy, y'all ain't got nothing better to do than to sit around here and just with people doing their day. Man, I ain't never thought y'all could get me with this. Hey, who the hell goes around baptizing people on wheels? That's like Meals on Wheels. How y'all baptize people with a pool on the back of your F-150?
Hey, Wilson, you know? I got to ask you something. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
Man, you know it's the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, thank you, nephew. Coming up next, it's entertainment news.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up in 20 minutes, we're going to find out if Uncle Steve is smarter than Nephew Tommy. So stick around for that. And,
I got an advantage right now.
Yeah.
Because I already know I am. See, I walks into the contest winning.
Confident. Winning.
Tommy is trying to prove it for the first time.
But right now it's time for today's entertainment news. First of all, we got to send prayers out to Aretha Franklin.
Yes.
All right. According to BET.com, Miss Aretha is gravely ill. She's at hospice right now. The report goes on to say that the Queen of Soul has been battling numerous health issues, and her family has asked for prayers, and we'll do just that. And they've asked for privacy as well.
All right, we're praying for the Queen.
Absolutely praying for the Queen.
Are.
And a programming note coming up at 8:41, Detroit and Philly legend Frankie Darcel will join us to talk about the Queen. All right, in other entertainment news, today is the day that former Apprentice star Omarosa is releasing her new book, Unhinged. Now, as a member of Donald Trump's White House, she was fired. We know that, although she says she resigned.
She was fired
they walked
on
her out. When they walk you out, your ass is fired.
Anyway, Omarosa was on Meet the Press, and she has released a recording of White House Chief of Staff John Kelly firing her. He's actually firing her and seemingly threatening her. Take a listen.
They take me into the Situation Room. The doors are locked. They tell me I can't leave. And they start to threaten me, put fear in me.
Wow.
Girl.
That's fine. What make her think that's resigned?
She says she resigned, And that's also, Situation Room is supposed to be so tight as far as security and all that.
Door.
You're not supposed to go in there with any kind of recording. But anyway, Omarosa says
she was in a
conversation. Yeah, in the room. She said that she recorded the conversation and others because this is a White House where everybody lies. Hmm. And she also claims that after she completed her book, someone played her a copy of a tape in which Donald Trump says the N-word, but she says he never said it in her presence.
What? Importantly, we need to understand that ain't nobody reading this book.
Come on, June.
That book gonna be so many places but somebody's hand. Hey, take that book. Level that table off for me. Put that book up under there. Level that tree stand.
Can I tell you, dog, I ain't got time for that one.
No.
I only have time for self-help books. I just don't see the help in this book at all.
You can't find that dustpan. Bring me that book in there.
Bring me that book in there.
Omarosa's book.
She was cool with it when she was in there. She didn't say all this. Now, all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Now she's a friend.
Yeah. Now, yeah. Come on. She was defending him and everything.
Yeah.
So if you want to comment on today's entertainment news on social media, all of our social media, go to SteveHarveyFM.com.
But I don't go back up there.
Back where? To the White House?
My ass up there trying to help y'all. I wish the hell out of you. Damn, if they don't build a tent.
Omarosa wasn't trying
damn
to
damn, if they don't put another project up in this country for all I care. Bet I won't be asking.
Okay.
No, I'll tell her
okay.
they know.
All right. All right, well, yeah, so the book that Junior says no one will read will be out today. It's called Unhinged. There you go.
I'm going to take it camping with me.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's good.
You read it there?
Burn them pages?
No, it's fine. You know, books go up quick.
All right, listen, Steve, let's move on.
Fahrenheit.
Miss Ann, crazy.
Ladies and gentlemen, here she is with more telling news, Miss Ann Tripp.
Okay. Thank you, everybody. This is Ann Tripp with the news. Okay, prosecutors in Florida have decided to charge a white man who shot and killed an unarmed black man during an argument over a parking space with manslaughter. Local sheriffs didn't initially want to arrest this guy. Cops said they could not arrest Michael Draca because of the state's Stand Your Ground law, which Draca used as his excuse. However, after a closer look, prosecutors said, Authorities say the incident took place in a parking lot outside a convenience store near Clearwater. Brittany Jacobs parked her vehicle in a handicapped spot for a minute while her 28-year-old boyfriend, Marquise McLaughlin, went inside with their 5-year-old son. Draca is shown begin arguing with the young woman, getting in her face about being in the handicapped space without the proper permit. McLaughlin comes out, pushes Draca out of the woman's face. Draca pulls out a gun and shoots and kills him. Draca now has been arrested. His bond, $100,000. They say Draca has a history of threatening other drivers. President Trump traveled to Fort Drum in New York yesterday. There he signed the largest defense bill in the nation's history.
Our bases and vital equipment were allowed to fall into a state of disrepair. This authorization will give America's warfighters the firepower they need to win any conflict.
Trump's bill allows for the U.S. military to spend $716 billion during the upcoming fiscal year on major weapon systems, on modernizing the nation's nuclear arsenal, and that is on top of a big boost for the remainder of this year. Omarosa, by the way, and Trump and his people continue trading insults as her book about the Trump White House Unhinged comes out today. She claims the president is a racist, doesn't understand complex issues, and that the First Lady, Melania Trump, can't wait to divorce the guy. The FBI has fired the longtime counterintelligence agent who has been the focus of bias charges from President Trump and his supporters. Now, this guy, Peter Strzok, was fired yesterday after more than 20 years at the agency. People recommended more of a suspension than this. Agent Strzok came under fire when it was discovered that he'd sent politically charged text messages which disparage then-candidate Donald Trump, saying you can't let this guy win. Even though Peter Strzok was originally on the Mueller Russian meddling investigation team, he was removed as soon as his text messages came to light. Finally, celebrities as well as fans sending their prayers and best wishes to Aretha Franklin as the vigil at the Queen of Soul's bedside continues this morning. The family says she's gravely ill. They're asking for prayers and privacy. According to several sources, the 76-year-old multi-award Grammy Award-winning singer is in her native Detroit under hospice care, surrounded by loved ones and friends. Aretha's battled a number of health problems in recent years. She announced her retirement from regular performing last year, and she canceled concerts last summer on doctor's orders. So, Miss Franklin, this is for you. And we say a little prayer for your ears up. Steve Harvey Nation, the crew live today from Paris. Plus, find out if Uncle Steve is smarter than his nephew 20 minutes after the hour in the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, bonjour. We are live in Paris. Go to Steve Harvey FM on all social media and check out our Paris pictures. We have videos, all of that. And now it is time for Uncle Steve to play Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy?
How ask a bunch today? Of movies, because he don't know them. Do movies.
Do movie questions. How you feel, Steve?
Well, you know, as long as they ain't movie trivia, I'm good. I'm pretty much, you know, life, animals, you know, directions.
Oh, yeah. Directions.
You know, quotes.
Oh, we got lost yesterday you know, in Paris.
A lot of it. I can do all that. Uh-huh. So he can just whatever. Okay. Good luck today, Tommy.
Whatever.
All right, so you
no,
ready?
There you go. Acting and theology, yeah. He can get all that, you know. It is more noble to suffer the slings and arrows than to be a one that's discomforting.
You actually remember it, though.
You've done it a thousand times.
You done said it enough.
And he's smart, Tommy.
So Tommy's not supposed to be able to hear what you're saying.
I know, and I'm getting ready to tell him to walk out
get
now.
Out. Bye.
Yeah. Bye. Hey, watch your tone.
He ain't going to leave. He ain't watching, don't leave. He
yeah,
trying
he gonna
to
leave.
Win.
He gonna leave.
He gonna leave.
He come never on, Junior.
Bye, stupid.
Junior, bye, stupid. All right, the clock will start when I read the first question. It's 60 seconds on the clock. What land animal has the largest ears?
Elephant.
Which Kardashian sister owns the clothing line Good American?
Chloe.
What fast food chain is represented by a young girl with pigtails and freckles?
Wendy's.
In what museum would you find the iconic painting, the Mona Lisa?
The Louvre.
A popular full contact sport is known as MMA. What does MMA stand for?
Mixed martial arts.
What is the capital of South Korea?
Seoul.
What does parlez-vous français mean?
Do you speak French?
What type of restaurant would you find the condiment wasabi?
Japanese.
What popular 90s movie starred the characters Ricky, Doughboy, and Furious Styles?
Friday. Boys in the Hood.
In 2012, Magic Johnson became part owner of which Major League Baseball team?
Dodgers.
How do you say thank you in French?
Thank you in French. What have I been saying? Bonsoir.
Dolce
Cabana.
Dolce Cabana.
What did I say to this lady? How I say thank you? Merci beaucoup. Yeah.
Okay, what do you guys think?
I think he did good.
He did really good.
Shock me. Yeah. Some stuff. I didn't know MMA.
Bring him in for this. For this clothes. Tommy?
Well, he has to come in. No, he's really out. Let me go get him.
Carlos, call him.
Junior, go get
his
him.
His ass out again.
Go out here and see what he's doing.
Okay.
Hey, stupid!
Is he going to answer you, Junior?
Hell yeah. He know who he talking to.
All right, so we'll bring Tommy in right after this, and we'll find out who is the smartest. Will it be Uncle Steve, or will it be Nephew Tommy? We'll be back at 34 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We're asking for your prayers for the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. We've been doing that all morning. Aretha Franklin is gravely ill, according to reports. Coming up at 8:41 Eastern, 7:41 Central, our special guest will be Frankie Darcel. Frankie Darcel is somewhat of a radio legend herself in Detroit and in Philly. We're going to talk about the Queen and what she means to so many, many people, so many fans, so many celebrities that have looked up to her. Also coming up, we played Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy?
Man, he's just whooping people ass.
I mean, just killing the game. So,
it was unbelievable.
Yeah.
It really was.
Well, it's going to get believable now. Right on back to reality.
How did he do?
Okay.
How did he do?
Tommy.
I don't know.
Yeah, he did very well.
He doesn't want us to tell you.
I don't know.
Well,
okay, come on.
Your ass is under pressure. That's all. Don't miss none.
Did we give you your $100 from yesterday, by the way, Steve?
No, save it up.
We're not giving him
Come on, come on, come on.
All right, here we go. All right.
Hold on.
He does this
every time, Steve.
It's like a woo-sign.
I didn't do that yesterday.
That's the signal when he ain't going to get it.
Okay,
go ahead.
All right, Tommy, let's go. What land animal has the largest ears?
Elephant. Damn elephant again. Elephant.
Which Kardashian sister owns the clothing line Good American?
The one with Lamar. Chloe.
What fast food chain is represented by a young girl with pigtails and freckles?
Wendy's.
In what museum would you find the iconic painting, the Mona Lisa?
Oh, yeah. It's in Europe. It's over there where y'all at. It's in... Pass.
That narrowed it down.
A popular full contact sport is known as MMA. What does MMA stand for?
Mixed martial arts.
What is the capital of South Korea?
Oh, hell no. Pass.
What does parlez-vous français mean?
The pass.
What type of restaurant would you find the condiment wasabi?
Japanese.
What popular 90s movie starred the...
Damn! He got all of them?
We got some scene now.
We're going to find out.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, the French questions you passed on going to hurt.
This one I like. It's in Europe.
That narrowed it down.
Over there where y'all at. Okay, let's go over the questions.
I took
and
a picture by it, too.
What land animal has the largest ears? Elephant. Which Kardashian sister owns the clothing line?
The one that was with Lamar.
Good American. That would be Khloe Kardashian.
I got it.
What fast food chain is represented by a young girl with pigtails and freckles? Wendy's. In what museum would you find the iconic painting, the Mona Lisa?
Europe.
The Louvre in Paris.
Tommy, I knew that one.
Well, you over there.
Now you never been there. Never been in no damn Louvre. I ain't never seen the picture before.
We going today. Let's
what the hell
are
you talking about? You over there. I ain't been in no damn Louvre.
A popular full contact sport is known as MMA. What does MMA stand for? Mixed martial arts. What is the capital of South Korea? Seoul. What does parlez-vous français mean? Do you speak French?
I knew that one too. Yep. Tommy, I ain't missed. Let me see.
Boy, you in pair. Come on, Carl.
Sure. What that got to do with...
What type of restaurant would you find the condiment wasabi?
That's in Paris too, huh?
Japanese.
I got that. Yes, I got that one.
Yes, that's in Europe too.
What popular 90s movie starred the characters Ricky Doughboy and Furious Styles, Boys in the Hood?
Yeah.
In 2012, Magic...
You didn't get to that one because your ass was out of time.
In 2012, Magic Johnson became part owner of which Major League Baseball team? The Los Angeles Dodgers. Yeah. And then how do you say thank you in French? Merci.
Thank you.
All right, here we go. Tally.
Come on, Shirley.
Tommy, you got 5. Steve Harvey got 10.
Yeah!
10.
I want to go back to playing the people.
I'm smoking your ass like cannabis products.
All right. Coming up next to Netflix.
I'm Snoop Dogg in your head.
With a prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, well, we know now who's smarter than Nephew Tommy.
I mean, no, you know how this is a game. I ain't know. The question, is it Uncle Steve smarter than Nephew Tommy? Have always been. I've never seen this boy with a bright day till he went and got accepted in that college. And that's another question.
What?
What you go to college for?
He went for theater arts, Steve.
They ain't taught him nothing.
You know that.
He don't know where to picture the white lady at. He ain't know that.
Smile.
Oh, that's Shakespeare. It is more noble to suffer the arrows and sling.
Theater.
And you don't even know where the white lady at.
Let me play my part. I'm not going back and forth with you, man.
Man.
Let me just have a sidebar. Our engineer here, Andrew, on site in Paris.
And what was the other question?
He is down.
I'm trying to figure out, is this the same Tommy that's been playing the whole time?
Killing the game. I'm telling you, Steve, when you were out, man. And arrogant about it, too. I'm a genius. He was saying all of that. All of that.
Oh, y'all.
Let me play this prank.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's today's Strawberry Letters subject.
Hold on, Shirley. He trying to do something. He know how to do. Don't interrupt me.
I know, but let me just say
go
this.
Ahead.
Go ahead, Tommy. Go ahead and be sharp.
Well, letter T is
the subject of my letter today is I don't want to be a player no more. Okay?
I just crush a lot.
Yeah. Right now, Nephew Tommy, it's on you. King of pranks. You are the king of pranks now. You got that. There's that.
Musty
son. There's that.
Musty son.
One thing about being the king of pranks, you ain't got to know a damn thing.
Musty son.
Hello.
I'm trying to reach Vanessa, please.
This is she.
Hi, Vanessa. My name is Robert. I'm the one of the owners. You know my wife, Michelle. We own the daycare.
Yes. How can I help you?
Okay. We've been, I think we've had your son, Malik, probably close to a year now. Am I right?
Yes, you have. Is everything okay?
No, everything is fine. I don't think we have a problem that we can't clear up. I have a question for you. Have you been noticing anything different about Malik? Like concerning hygiene at all?
Hygiene? No, not that I can recall. What are you talking about?
Okay, how old is Malik?
He's 2.
Okay, well, we seem to have come across a little glitch here that we're going to try to take care of here at the daycare. Actually, my wife didn't. I told her I would make the phone call and leave her out of it. I know you see her every day once
you
drop.
Yeah, but what glitch are you talking about? What is this glitch?
I'm sorry?
Glitch. What is this glitch that you want to talk about? I'm confused.
Okay. Well, actually, what we're having is it seems like every day here lately for the last 2 months, Malik has been, you know, very musty. You know, he hasn't been really sweaty, but just real musty.
Okay, you clearly have the wrong child because I give my son a bath every night, and most mornings before he leaves the school, I give him another bath again. So, yeah, I'm pretty positive you have the wrong child.
No, ma'am. Your son is Malik, right? And he's 2 years old. You guys have been here with us right close to a year now, correct?
Yes, and?
Okay, and he's a cute little kid with the curly hair. I know exactly which one he is. So what I'm saying to you is that we are having problems. He's just reeking, you know. He's real musty.
Okay, you know what? My son does not reek. I don't know what child you're talking about, but you're not talking about my child. I just told you I make sure that he gets a bath every night. So that's not my child. My child is very clean.
Okay, well, hang on, Vanessa. What I'm trying to get you to understand is this is why my wife didn't want to call, okay? And I'm glad I'm actually the one that made the call. What we need to do, this is what I'm going to do. I'm just going to try a little experiment for the next month or so.
Experiment?
I'm sorry?
What do you mean experiment? What kind of experiment?
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put some male deodorant on him.
What?
For the next month, and we'll see how it plays out.
No. You're not going to put anything on my child. That's not going to happen.
Okay, well, ma'am, I'm trying to fix the problem here. I just wanted to call.
He doesn't have a problem. I already told you that my son is clean. You're not going to put any deodorant on him, and if you do, it's going to be a problem. Do you understand me?
Okay, ma'am, I'm not trying to have an argument with you. What I want you to know is
you're talking about putting deodorant on my child. Are you crazy? You can't do that. I'm not going to have that happening. Please don't make me have to come back to that school for you and your wife.
Okay, ma'am, listen, we're going to have to do something about your child. Your child is musty, okay? And you're sitting here getting an attitude with me, and I'm trying to let you know your child is musty.
This is all nonsense. Maybe you're the one that's musty. Maybe you and your wife are musty. My child is not musty. I keep telling you that I bathe him every night. Which part of that don't you understand?
I understand everything that you're saying. Maybe it's the soap. Maybe something is not taking effect. I'm not sure, okay?
But maybe he doesn't smell it right, because I don't know what child you're smelling, but you're not smelling my child.
Deodorant on him.
You are not using male deodorant on my child. Do I need to come down there for you with the cops and sue your entire establishment? You don't want that to happen. Stay away from my child. Are you crazy? You know, matter of fact, where's my son?
Ma'am, your son is fine. Your son is in there with the rest of the kids. They're playing. Today is the first day I sprayed a little bit of male deodorant on his arm.
You said what?
Let's see how that worked out.
Okay, so you clear. Look, Cheryl, can you cover for me for a couple of minutes? I'm bringing my there right now. I'll be there within the hour, because you must be crazy. What do you mean you sprayed my son?
Ma'am, I just sprayed a little bit of deodorant on him just to see if we can.
I didn't give you permission to do that, and I keep telling you that there's nothing wrong with my child, and you took it upon yourself to go and spray my child, and you weren't supposed to do that. Are you crazy? I'm bringing my right now.
Okay, well, what are you coming here for? The boy is, your son Malik is fine. Why are you coming here?
No, he's clearly not fine. If you're going around spraying, why don't you spray your because clearly it's your smelling and reeking and funky as hell. I ain't give you no to spray my child.
Damn,
I'm going to come down there, and I promise you, I'm going to shoot all y'all because you crazy.
Okay, let me say this, ma'am. Your son is musty. He's been reeking for the last
time. My son is not musty. How many times have I told you that he's not musty?
Okay?
You know what? I ain't even trying to hear you, because you're clearly crazy. How you go around spraying people's kids? And I'm with my child. Did you smell the other kids? You know what? I'm about to get in my car and come down there for your ass, because you must be crazy.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Why did you hang up on me? I'm trying to fix the problem, ma'am.
Wait, what the f*** you want? I told you that I'm coming down there. I'll be there in 10 minutes.
But I needed to let you know one more thing that's going on here.
What could you possibly need to let me know? Because I'm on my way to right now.
Where are you now? Are you in your car? Where are you?
I am heading to my car, about to get in my car to come down there for because you must be crazy spraying my child.
Before you get to your car, I need to tell you one more thing about your son, okay?
Please, what you possibly have to tell me?
I want to tell you that this is, listen to me, this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your girlfriend Cheryl got me to prank phone call you.
What the f***? That you know, I'm standing here in the parking lot about to come down there for and that knew exactly what I was about. I'm going to get her. I'll forget it, because I'm thinking, I know my child is musty. I know my child is clean, and he don't smell. Ooh, I'm going to get her.
I just talked to her. She said she's right here in her cubicle. You got to call her right now. I said, okay, just chill out. I'm going to call her.
I'm going to get her. you don't know.
Hey, is Malik nice and clean?
Malik is always nice and clean and smelling right. So I don't know what the hell you were talking about. I was like, not my child. He got the wrong child. You are about to get it. You don't even know.
Oh, man. All right, Vanessa, you got to tell me one more thing, baby. What's the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The one and only Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, up next, it is the Strawberry Letter subject. I don't want to be a player no more.
I just crush a line.
Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve is back now. He's back, back, back. It's time for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more,
we know who not to have.
Please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and submit.
Tommy's intelligence is seasonal. It's just during the month of July.
Shut up, man.
Yeah. He only smart in July. Then it shuts down.
Oh, man, you're not going to stop.
Right. It's time.
Buckle up. Hell no. Hold on tight.
You're going to have to win one.
Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Before we get to today's Strawberry Letter, we have a programming note. We are asking the Steve Harvey Nation to send prayers up for the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. Coming up at 41 after the hour, our special guest will be Detroit and Philly radio legend, our girl Frankie Darcell. Frankie will be here to talk about the Queen and what she means to so many people. All right, it is time for the Strawberry Letter. Subject, I don't want to be a player no more. That is the subject.
You're, I just crush a lot. Yeah.
Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been listening for years and decided it was time for me to get some advice. I'm a young brother in my early 40s. I have a great career and two sons that are grown. I'm a bit of a homebody, so I don't hang out much, and I've never liked hanging out in clubs. My issue is that I'm at a point in my life where I'm ready to settle down and be with one good woman, but I can't seem to shake the women from my past. I have females that I have been intimate with, and I consider them friends with benefits. I've been with some of them for over 10 years. I let them know up front if I don't plan to be serious with them. I do not lie or mislead anyone, so they are all okay with our relationship. I may have commitment issues because I never saw a healthy marriage or relationship when I was growing up. It doesn't help that one of the ladies that I'm seeing has been married for years, and she has been sleeping with me behind her husband's back for 2 years. So the fact that she can blatantly cheat on her husband makes me even more scared to invest emotionally in a serious relationship. I am also leery about being with one woman for the rest of my life. Steve, man to man, how do I get over this? Please help me. I don't want to be a player all of my life. Well, so far, yeah, that's what you've been. And, you know, when you get ready to settle down, it's more than just saying you want to settle down with one good woman. You know, all these friends, so-called friends that you have with benefits, I mean, you've never thought for once that one of your friends could possibly be the one you want to settle down with. You haven't met anyone through another friend, or, you know, you haven't met anyone that's worthy of this. I mean, there are a lot of good women out there. Now that you've decided that you want to settle down, I think you have to look deeper into these women, deeper into the situation. Now, the woman that's married, definitely she's out, because but just because she's doing it doesn't mean that a woman you will get with will do it. Yeah, she's doing it. And guess what? She's not by herself. You're doing it with her. So you guys are both wrong there. So I think you need to meet a nice woman, have a friend introduce you. You need to meet someone. There are a lot of good, good women out there. You just haven't met any yet, obviously. Or maybe if you have, you just haven't taken the time to invest in any of them. You just look at them as friends with benefits and move on. You don't even consider them as good women. Have any of these women come up to you and said they wanted, you know, have you talked? Have they said they wanted to get married or anything? It doesn't sound like that because you didn't say it. But I think that there are a lot of women out there. You just need to meet the right one, and you haven't done that yet because you're still being a player. If you're truly being a player, stop being a player. Leave all these women alone and settle so you can settle down. Steve?
Well, he said in the letter, Steve, man to man, how do I get over this? Please help me. I don't want to be a player all my life. Okay, man to man, let's have this conversation as if there's no women in the room. Mm. How about that? Y'all ready for this?
Ready.
Okay, what's, since my man don't have a name, I'm going to just call him Player.
Player.
All right, Player. Game, recognize game. So now, you asking the right man, because I've done all this you talking about. So now, let me just break you down for you, Player. I've been listening for years. You decided I'm done. I'm a young brother in my early 40s. I got a great career and two sons that are grown. Act breaks. You ain't young. You 40 and got two grown sons. See, it's not the number that's supposed to grow you up. It's the situation that's supposed to grow you up. So, see, you having two grown sons, what type of example are you setting for these grown men? Now, you say in your letter you never saw a healthy relationship. You ain't never tried to be in one. And you're exhibiting the same traits you've never seen. You're showing them to your grown sons. So now, you ain't young, you're grown, and you need to grow up. This man-to-man, Player. Okay, now, let's move on. I'm a bit of a homebody. I don't hang out much. Never like hanging out in clubs. My issue is I'm at the point in my life where I'm ready to settle down and be with one good woman. Okay? If that's what you're ready to do, all you got to do is do it. See, pimp, all you got to do is do it. But I got news for you, though. See, you're hedging your bets. So now let's go man to man. I can't seem to shake the women from my past. Ready, Player? Because you don't want to. This all this is.
Yeah.
What am I doing? If you don't want to shake the women from your past, it's because you don't want to. That's all this is. See, this is a decision you got to make, Player. This ain't a lifestyle change. This is a series of decisions that are life-changing. But you got to make a decision, pimp. I have females that I have been intimate with, and I consider them friends with benefits. I've been with some of them for over 10 years. I let them know up front, I don't plan to be serious with them. I don't lie or mislead anyone, so they all okay with their relationship, with our relationship. Game recognized game. All these women ain't cool with this. They went in thinking they was gonna be the one. You have made each one of them feel special from time to time. You've even said that I love you before. And don't say you ain't because you got two boys. So now, you done used the L word on a couple of times, but you done told them you don't want nothing serious, but every woman thinks they the one that can change you, and me and you both know that, and we play on that. That's what players do. We play on women's weakness. That's what you're doing. This man to man, I'm talking to you like ain't no women in the room, Player. So now that you know they all looking for something and keep thinking if they do all the right things that you'll come around to their line of thinking, and you know that. That's the basis of being a successful player. Pimp. Now, when we come back, I'm telling you the rest.
Part two.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Just a reminder and programming note, in about 20 minutes, our special guest will be Detroit and Philly radio legend Frankie Darcel as we talk about the Queen of Soul and what she means to so many of us and her beautiful music and, of course, her legacy. We are praying for the Queen of Soul. She is in hospice right now. The family is with her, and they're asking for privacy and prayers at this time. Let's get to part two of your response. I don't want to be a player no more.
All right, let's recap. Young dude, 40 years old, just had to tell him he's not young because he got two grown sons. So take that out. Young is not the number. It should be the experience in life and the place that you are. You having two grown sons mean that you should have been done grown up.
Wait, what?
You should have been done grown up. Been done grown up.
Okay.
Now, if you want to use proper English, you need to talk to somebody else. He ain't living the proper life. But now all of a sudden, you want good-ass grammar. See, that ain't what I'm finna do. I'm finna talk to him. And like I said, Shirley, y'all ain't in here no how. So y'all don't even hear this. Man to man. Then he said, I'm looking for one good woman. You got 10 of them. What you seeing them that long for? It's plenty of them is good women. It's just you ain't a good man yet. That's all. That's all, Player. but I can't seem to shake the women from my past. Boy, don't you know you got to make a decision? Dog, ain't none of us want to shake the women from our past. Well, I did. I had to, though, because I was Lucifer.
Hey,
thank you, Jesus.
This is not about you.
Okay, I'm sorry.
And I'm not in the room, but go on.
But Jesus made me feel. So I must retract that statement in the name. I let them know up front that I don't plan to be serious with them and I don't lie to mislead anybody, so they all okay with our relationship. Bro, they not all okay with it. You're playing on the emotion that all women think they can change a man, that all women think if they just do the right things that you're going to duplicate their efforts the same way they putting it out. That's what you playing on, pimp. 10 years, some of these women, for same women for 10 years, waiting on you to come around. That's what they doing. Nobody signing up for this foolishness, laughing. I may have commitment issues because I never saw a healthy marriage or relationship when I was growing up. So since you ain't seen one, you just gonna beat the other one then, huh? So now since you ain't seen one, you know, I ain't never seen nobody jump off a building before, but I bet my ass don't go up there. You know, I'm just sitting here saying. Quit here talking about what you ain't never seen, therefore you can't. I ain't never shot myself in the head either. But I bet I don't sit up there and put a gun up to my head. So we just talking man to man. It doesn't help me that one of the ladies that I'm seeing has been married for years and she been sleeping with me behind her husband's back for 2 years. Dog, you sleeping with her. This ain't her fault. She didn't make you. Dog, this adultery. You ain't understanding that? Now, you want some good to come out of that? Come on, man. Dog, we can't do wrong and expect good to come out of it. That ain't how this work. It's man to man. You sleeping with this other man's wife. He find out about it, that's going to be the end of you and her. Now, pimp, you greedy now. All these women you know, you such a good player. What you messing with the married chick for? Damn, dog. Hold up. So the fact that she can blatantly cheat on her husband makes me even more scared to invest emotionally in a serious relationship. Hold up, dog. You're cheating with this woman. Quit putting it on her. You're cheating with the woman. First of all, I can about guarantee you she at the house unhappy. Now, women sometimes do like men do. When they ain't happy, they make a move too. That's right. So maybe her husband been dogging her and put her in a position. She done went, okay, I'm going to go find me a little piece of happiness somewhere myself. Could that be? But who said you had to be the happiness, though? You know that girl married. See, you know that girl married, dog. So now, okay. So now, but now, once again, it's her fault that you don't want nothing serious because she cheating on her husband. Dog, you providing the cheatership. This is cheatership.
New word.
It's cheatership. It's like an apprenticeship. You sign up for it. Cheatership. You can come down here and be an intern. You can get the job. You can apply for cheatership. I am also leery about being with one woman for the rest of my life. Dog, you leery about that? Okay, let me help you out, player. You 40. I'm 61. You're going to get all right with that one woman. Because guess what? You ain't gonna be the bunny rabbit you is. Listen to me. You're gonna need all yours saved up for this one. To do this one right and often, you don't have no extra. Can't just be out here just flinging love juice everywhere. Hey. You're gonna have to go somewhere and sit your ass down. And I'll tell you something else. Why don't you try being successful? I'm gonna tell you something. That's gonna take up a lot of your player time. See, what got me out of the player field was I decided I wanted to be somebody. So in order to be somebody, it took a lot more time. And I was wasting time with women that wasn't mine, that didn't have no future. So when I said, hold up, wait a minute, Steve, I would rather be successful than a player. I cut it out, and Lord,
look at you.
So the time that I was devoting to that foolishness, you mean to tell me I can put that towards my career and my life? And actually have something, you're going to get okay with this one woman because you're 40 right now. I don't know exactly what year is going to happen to you.
But it's going to happen.
Yeah, but one day you're going to look up and the gun ain't going to shoot when it's supposed to.
Ping!
And you've been going from You've been all like that, right? Then all of a sudden, one day you're going to feel this here. What was that? Y'all saw Harlem Nights?
Yeah.
Yes.
Remember when they was fine all in the middle of the street shooting at the stove?
And then
that one little short ass dude? Pack.
Pow.
That's, you going to get down to the pack. Now, it's still a gun.
Yes.
But you got one good shot. Mm-hmm. You won't be refined all night long.
All right, Steve, we got to get out of here. Great advice as always. Good to have you back. We definitely got to go.
How do I get past it? Be past it.
Yeah. Email us.
Act like you want to be treated. Stop treating people like you want to and start treating people like you would like to be treated. Mm-hmm. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Yeah.
Don't mean to put a scripture in there because you obviously the hell ain't been to church in a while. So I don't know what that means.
All right, if you have some comments, go to steveharveyfm.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, y'all, this morning we wanted to bring somebody on special on the show. She's a family member to discuss Aretha Franklin. Her family, Aretha, the Queen of Soul's family, has confirmed that she's gravely ill and that there are reports that she's receiving hospice care. The Queen of Soul is also being described as staying very, very positive, but they're asking for prayers. And on the phone this morning, we got a very, very special guest. This woman's heard every day during the afternoon drive on Mix 92.3. That's D-Town Detroit.
Ooh, yeah.
And on Almighty Bad Sound Like Philly to Me, 105.3. That damn WDAS. My two favorite cities outside of Cleveland.
Oh, yeah.
Detroit and that damn Philly. She's a radio legend, philanthropist, loving mother. She's a friend of ours on the show. And a friend of the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. Please welcome to the show, Detroit and Philly's own, the one and only Frankie Darcell.
Frankie!
Wow.
Good morning, Frankie!
Good morning.
Good to hear from you, Frankie.
Good morning.
Yeah.
We love you right back.
Frankie, let's get to it, because we know that you have had such a relationship over the years with the Queen of Soul. Just want to get to a couple of things. Can you enlighten us on anything? What do you know? What is the situation? What are the family wishes?
Well, you know, Steve, I know that you and Carla, Tommy, you know, Shirley, the whole crew understands prayer. And, you know, the legacy of Aretha Franklin understands prayer. The family is asking for privacy and prayer. You know, I beat breast cancer last year, and when your family, follow me on this, understands that you're facing some challenges, they want to be able to have the relationship with you in the living. So sometimes we get an opportunity to be able to have that with family because she has been ill over the years. And they are asking not only people in the city of Detroit, where she, too, is family as much as the Queen of Soul. She's family, but clearly they're asking for prayers right now and fervent prayers from everyone. But, you know, it is a critical situation.
Yeah. How is Detroit doing with all this? Because I know you have such a pulse on the heartbeat of the city. What are you hearing from listeners and friends?
Well, you know, she has always been positive, and the last time we had an opportunity to talk not long ago, she's looking at, and understand what I'm saying, she's looking at, as the city is continuing to grow, opening restaurants, she's looking at still setting up her stage play and a movie as a biopic for herself, and I'm going to claim this morning, Steve, that she's going to have an opportunity to do that, because the last time we did have an opportunity to talk, she talked about getting that done. And for those of us in the city of Detroit who absolutely love her, so it's a sense of sadness, but it's a sense of prayer as well. I had an opportunity yesterday as well to speak to one of her prayer partners who said that the attitude was very positive and still looking at doing what she does best, being a loving family member as well as being a great steward in the city. So, you know, people are talking about it, but they're also talking about her in a way of major prayer.
Well, I mean, our hearts and condolences goes out to the family and her, and we're praying for her. Not condolences, sympathy,
right.
I yeah. should say.
And well support.
But just
well
support.
Wishes.
I didn't mean to say condolences.
Yeah. Love.
And, you know, that's all we could do at this point, and that's what people should understand. My prayer also is that God gives all of us that are around her, especially her loved ones and friends, to the understanding to cope with whatever is happening. See, sometimes your prayer has to be the strength to cope with what's happening. Because if you really say the Lord's will, then you got to be willing to accept that. And what you need then is the strength to deal with his decision.
Yeah.
And, you know, nobody knows what this is, and everybody likes to be prayerful and hopeful and sustain a positive attitude, as is the queen, and that's what we're doing. But I also, when I always remember when I pray for people who are facing situations like this, I pray for the survivors that they have the strength, the wisdom and understanding to cope with whatever the ultimate call is by God, the creator. Because he made Aretha Franklin.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
And, now, and if anybody done some things that deserve a shot in here, she sure got it. She sure got one.
Lord.
And so at this point, what you want to do is you want to be respectful of the family. Like I was saying, don't do what y'all do. Don't nobody need that right now. They just want prayers and privacy.
That's right.
And Frankie, you know that Miss Aretha, was a big fan of Steve. She loves Steve Harvey.
Yes, she does.
She loved her some Steve Harvey.
Yes, she does.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I can remember, this was maybe about a year or two ago, and she was still doing some touring, and she was outside performing outside Philadelphia. And she said, you know, I just love me some Steve. And one of your promos, I play it every day at the top of the hour at 3 o'clock in Philadelphia. And she said, I just love me some Steve. I said, who does not? Who does not?
And if the queen of soul
says, okay. She said, I just love me some Steve. And I said, who does not? Who does not? You know, so absolutely.
Most people that have good sense, Frankie, do love me. The girls are terribly confused and offset in dealing with a battle of hatred that I can't do nothing with. And to those people, I humbly, to those people who do hate me, I humbly, as the Christian that I am, submit Little Duval smash hit. I ain't got time to go back and just, you know, just little Duval's hit. And I hum it all the time.
Yeah.
Frankie, but I sure appreciate you today. Thank you so much for taking out your time and everything in our hearts and prayers and goes out to the family. And we're going to just pray for the Queen of Soul.
Absolutely. And, you know, I love you guys to life. Thank you so much for having me join you guys. And you're right, Steve. Who does not love you? You know? So thanks a lot. I appreciate you all.
Thank you. Frankie Dosell, everybody. Yeah.
We love you, Frankie. Thank you. Coming up, it's more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We're asking you to please keep praying. Keep praying. Prayer works. Prayer works. Please keep praying for the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. We just talked to Detroit and Philly radio legend Frankie Dosell about the Queen's legacy. We all know that Aretha Franklin is our greatest singer of all time. We're just going to keep praying. And this is a heavy morning. We got that. We know. Please, though, we're going to right now switch gears and change the subject. All right. Omarosa Manigault Newman. That is her full name. Anyway, she's releasing her book. It's titled Unhinged. She's releasing it today. She's unveiling a whole bunch of stuff. A lot of revelations in this book. Omarosa says Donald Trump is a con man. Take a listen to this real quick out the gate.
Masquerading as someone who is actually open to engaging with diverse communities. But when he talks that way, the way he did on this tape, it confirmed that he is truly a racist.
How you just now finding this out? Y'all been friends
all of a sudden.
Time. How are you just not getting this? You only get this after you got fired? Now you find this out?
Yes. Now she's outraged.
They were buds. They were pals.
That's why ain't nobody finna read this book.
Now I'm going to listen to the excerpts, like what y'all playing now. But I have no time for a book.
Yeah.
Omarosa also says that President Trump was complicit with the White House in deceiving the nation. Take a listen to this.
They continue to deceive this nation by how mentally declined he is, how difficult it is for him to process complex information, how he is not engaged in some of the most important decisions that impacts our country.
I know that.
Yeah, we believe that one.
No,
yeah.
I know that. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's
the
obvious.
The president of the United... Let me explain.
All right.
I voted for Barack Obama. Yeah.
Yes, of course, we all did.
But there was times where President Obama was talking. I didn't know what the hell he was talking about. Because he's intelligent.
Yeah, very much.
And he has said some words that was just presidential.
Mm-hmm. And over your head.
And, it just went over my head. Yeah. I always got the context of what he was saying.
Exactly.
But because of his vocabulary, every now and then he fall off, you know, 4-5 syllable words. I don't really know how to put them together. I can't sound them out.
Uh-huh.
You know, I never was good at that at school. So I understood that, but I voted for him. Mm-hmm. But he was president. The thing that I have enjoyed most about this presidency
mm-hmm.
is that I've understood everything he said. He ain't said nothing that went over my head, not in their time.
He's so
I ain't
simple.
He got the same vocabulary I got.
Uh-huh.
22 words.
There was no collusion.
It's going to be terrific.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's going to be so good.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You're going to love it.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be great.
Major.
Major.
Yeah. Huge.
Huge. It's going to be huge.
Yes.
You're going to love it. Just wait and see. Just wait and see. I tell you, I'm going to make America great again. Okay, I understood that. I don't believe it, but I understood everything he said.
Yeah.
Now, mm-hmm. I don't need to read Omarosa's book to know that.
No.
That he's incapable. What he is a reality star, and he's a businessman. And people, Trump supporters think because of his business acumen.
Uh-huh. Very good.
I thought it was acumen for a lot of years, but because of his business acumen, they think that would be great for the country. Here's the problem: America is not a business; it's a country. It's made up of people.
Absolutely.
Who deserve. Proper governing.
Mm-hmm.
Governing
all
to
people.
Me
all
does
people.
Not mean I don't need nobody leading me.
Mm-hmm.
I know Jesus, so mm-hmm. I don't need nobody leading me. Mm-hmm. You're going to miss me with
right.
that. But at least make things available for the masses to prosper in.
Absolutely.
Opportunity.
Steve. Absolutely.
That's
Absolutely.
All.
For everyone.
But he comes
yes.
from a place where he knows nothing about needing anything.
Yeah, because he's been rich all his life.
He knows nothing Privileged. About assistance. Mm-hmm. He knows anything. He doesn't know anything about pulling your boots up by the straps. Mm-hmm. He's always had boots. They were already pulled up. He was born in the boots, fully standing, and his father Gave propped him up.
$2,000 boots.
Let me tell you what else Omarosa
rich
said. She says she's heard President Trump drop the N-word. And you
why
she
ain't saying
stayed
that when he
there. Right, exactly. But she stayed there.
Yeah. I'm glad ain't nobody taping me.
She says that Donald Trump is a bigot and a misogynist.
Uh-huh.
She refers to the president, Vice President Mike Pence, as a Stepford Veep. Stepford Veep, like Stepford Wives.
Yeah.
So he's a Stepford vice president.
No, let me tell you something. I would rather have Donald Trump as the president than Mike Pence.
I think she said
a
that
lot
as
of people
well.
Say that. Omarosa
said it.
Let me tell you
Omarosa
something.
Omarosa said it.
Impeaching Donald Trump will be a huge mistake because then you have Mike Pence. And this dude right here is the epitome of everything Donald Trump is, except he's smart and slick.
Mm.
So he knows how to slickly say it
mm-hmm.
and slickly get it done. Uh-huh. At least Trump, you... He just blurted out.
Yeah.
No, what the hell he say?
Uh-huh.
Pence is worse than Trump.
So you're saying the devil known is better than the devil
Brother,
unknown.
At least you know what you got.
It, yeah.
Between the two of them,
mm-hmm.
leave Donald Trump right where he at. Because if you impeach him, Mike Pence is the president. And you think we in trouble.
I'm telling you, Omarosa said the same thing right there.
Now, I don't want to be on the same.
Team Omarosa.
That ain't why I said that.
Omarosa
but that's your opinion.
Yeah, Omarosa says she believes the president is in mental decline and physically unwell. She said, what? And
okay.
she also believes that First Lady Melania is deeply unhappy. Okay, no surprise there.
Yeah.
And is counting every minute until her husband is out of office. so she can divorce him.
I believe that.
The look is on her face.
Very obvious.
Oh, wait, first of all, do you all remember when I told you all that the women are going to come?
Yes.
Out?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Has that not happened?
Yes, yes. It's happened. Yes. You said that years ago, too.
Melania when he was campaigning, is playing the game. Mm-hmm. This woman right here ain't finna do this again.
Mm-hmm. No.
She ain't finna do this again.
No, it's too much.
When she came out in support of those children that was being taken from their parents, mm-hmm. and when she came out in support of LeBron James, she drew the line in sand.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. All right, well, coming up, we're going to talk about Tiger Woods. Wow, is he making a comeback,
boy.
Steve.
Well, Tommy's going to tell me because I missed it. I didn't see it.
Okay, mm-hmm. You got to hear this. We'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so, Steve, when we went to break, we were talking about Tiger Woods. He's making a serious comeback, Tommy. Come on, tell us about it.
Because I missed Tommy. I ain't seen none of it.
Man,
what's happening?
All right,
what'd he do?
Four incredible rounds, but let me just give you the final round. He's 9 under, huh?
You watched it?
I watched the whole thing.
Yeah, he played.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, that's why I'm letting him talk. I know. I can go to stuff. He got great recall and memory. Come on.
It's just the knowledge.
Is that what you're asking?
He starts out.
What'd you see? Can't ask him what he know. What he see, he good.
What you think is bad.
Yeah, what you think and what you know.
Do this
Come on, Tommy.
He starts out 9 under par in the final round. But it's like.
Going
into Sunday. But guess what, man?
Where the leader at?
The leader is at 13.
13.
So he's not far off. He's at 13. Say again? He's 4 back. Right.
He's 4 back.
But gotcha. It's 5 or 6 guys that's 9 under par.
In there. I got you. Because last time I saw, he was tied for 6. And he was like 4, 5 back.
He climbed up the ladder. But what you appreciate, Unc, is the first 9 off the box didn't keep it in the fairway but found his way to the green every time. Did not keep it in fairway. But that boy wound up on that green and was birding some of them shots. The boy was, he stuck in there and just fought it grind for grind, stroke for stroke. Finally, Doc, got it to 12 and kind of got right behind the dude. He was in second place. Yeah. He's balling. But he hitting that ball 330, 340 off the box. He killing it. He's smashing it. Tiger's still smashing, but Tiger's problem is that drive. When he get on the box and he take out that 3-iron, he killing it. He's straight down the path. That drive is what he ain't controlled yet, but wind up getting second place, birdied his last hole. The boy is back. Trust me, Tiger is back. And they talking more about Tiger than the kid that won.
They really are. I saw that myself, yeah.
That's the whole thing.
I hope
thing
so,
is,
man.
Is that
I want to see this guy. Because Tiger, man, look, he made a huge mistake in his personal life, and it cost him dearly. Because the country and the golf world turned on him and ostracized this boy. Like, ain't none of them guilty of that. See, that's what made me sick about all them men on the tour. Like, they ain't running women.
Judgment.
Y'all got to be kidding me, man. Y'all's mess just ain't out there. But they drug this boy through the mud. He paid for his mistake.
Mm-hmm. Well, he the one put the game on the map.
Dog, I wouldn't even be playing golf if it wasn't for
Tiger. I wouldn't own no clubs.
I wouldn't even have no clubs. I bought clubs when I saw him at the Masters. I ain't finna do this.
Okay.
That's
back,
the one
baby.
Person I want to sit down and meet with.
Tiger?
I've never met Tiger. Okay. I want to sit down and just, if I could just talk with him for just an hour, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just ask him some questions.
Well, I'd rather you meet him than go down there talking to Trump again. So let's do that. Let's set up you and Tiger. You can't
if you had
him
just stupid ass just hit me saying going back down there. Did you hear me? That I don't give a damn if they don't put up a tent.
All right, listen, we got to go, guys. Coming up, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Bonjour, bonjour, all of that. We're in Paris. We're on a working vacation with Steve, Carl, and I.
I want to hear it.
Here, of course. Guys, we know this is a heavy morning. Our hearts are heavy for Aretha. But let's switch gears now. Steve took us out to dinner last night, and boy.
Ooh, that's when you eat something you ain't never ate before. Yeah. What y'all ate?
Tommy, it was so off the chain.
We were really ballers last. We balled last night.
I gave him the total experience.
Yeah,
I took him into the garden first.
First we went into the garden and we sipped champagne, and Steve had this special cognac that they made for him. They don't make this for everyone.
Right, okay. Right. He was smoking a cigar.
What? Yes. They don't have this cognac in America, so don't even try it.
No. What losers. What
did y'all see it on the menu? Did y'all see
bottles.
The numbers?
No, it's not on the menu, Tom. At
this
place,
y'all over there ordering stuff and don't know what it costs?
Because Tommy... If you staying at this place and you have to ask how much the food is, you should probably check out.
Yeah. Oh, and on the way to the garden through the hotel, there's this like liquor store with all these fancy bottles of liquor and everything, liqueurs and all that. It was nice.
So we ordered dinner. I had the lamb. What did you have, Shirley?
I had the sole.
What'd you have, Steve?
Linguine and lobster.
Please tell me they had catfish for Mississippi, Monica. Please tell me they had.
No, Monica had the sole.
No, she had sole. It was very good. Yeah.
And then Steve invited us upstairs.
Yeah, we retired up to his.
Retired.
Black people don't retire.
You're retired.
No, well, we did. Up to
in France, you do.
Yeah, up to his suite for dessert. And we had tiramisu, we had creme brulee with the caramel, cover over it. It was delicious. Chocolate mousse, fresh berries, raspberries, strawberries, blueberries, all kinds of berries. It was just wonderful. And you could have cognac for dinner or coffee. And the staff came up. He had a special staff, of course, butlers and things, that they came up and served us. It was really
beautiful. Where is the receipt?
Why? We ain't paying for
it. I just want to know what all this cost.
Tommy, they never once saw any check of any kind.
Thank you, boss.
They don't even walk up to me with no check. We left the cognac room, no checks. You got up from dinner, no checks. Go upstairs to the suite, no. They don't give you checks here.
I'll be walking around with a pen in a pad. We're not going to let them overcharge me. No, I'm going to write down everything everybody has so I know what
we... inventory.
Yeah, souls, we had a lamb and some linguine. And what else we
Tommy,
had?
Can I tell you something? Can I tell you something?
You wanted separate checks, Tommy?
Can I tell you something, Tommy?
What?
See, when you pay for this room, they don't bother you with nothing else.
Oh.
The food come with the room?
You need to be exposed, Tommy. And that's the whole point of Steve taking us.
The food come with the room?
It wasn't all inclusive,
Hold on. Let me ask you something. At Comfort Inn, don't they give you free water?
Yes! And I'm not mad at that.
How you figure they ain't got this on another level? So Comfort Inn give your ass free waffle.
Yeah.
You trying to tell me that a hotel we in and can't give you a plate of food?
But wait, Steve, tell him about the Prince concert. We listened to Prince all night
in the room.
On what that Carla thought was...
Boy, let me tell you something. Hey, Tommy.
What were you going to say? You're back. Yeah, say it.
No, I was going to say, is it a bathroom in here?
I'm sorry.
That's why I tried to tell y'all don't ask.
Closing remarks.
But you know, I'm 61, so here the thing. When I have to go, I have to go.
Yeah. Ain't no.
All
right, go. Now get. All right, okay. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, here we are. Last break of the day. Your second day back from vacation. You guys were talking off the air about
Let me get caught up on a couple of things. Yeah. Where is Isaiah Thomas playing now, Tommy?
He's with the Lakers.
Oh, that decade ain't gonna last.
What do you mean?
He with the Lakers right now. So.
What do you mean?
No, he can't stay here.
You think him and LeBron can get along?
No. See, LeBron's still gonna want what he want from him, and he too busy talking. He ain't playing ball no more.
Oh.
And then you know while he was gone, he called Cleveland a asshole on Instagram on a video. Yeah.
He said that about Cleveland? Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. Yeah, now he tried to clean up the
apology. He didn't see it when the president said it about Africa. He didn't see that. Now, what I'm trying to tell you is, see, Africa over there, Cleveland over here.
Uh-huh.
Now, you're going to have to come up to Cleveland sooner or later and partner up.
Yeah.
Yeah. You need to get yourself some help.
You might want to be hurt that day. You might want to be hurt that day.
Matter of fact, don't even travel. He ain't going to be with the Lakers, though.
What do you mean? You don't think he's going to stay?
No, hell no. LeBron there now.
Yeah.
They finna trade, but they can't get nothing for him. You can't be short and hurt.
All the time.
Oh, just that's you short and hurt. You can be tall and hurt. We wait for you.
Oh, okay.
But we're not waiting on short people.
Y'all gonna see Isaiah Thomas in Cube League in the big three in a minute.
In the big three.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you ready?
Okay.
For closing.
Yeah.
Your closing yesterday, Steve. Oh my goodness. The one you said you expounded upon, of whom much is given, much is required.
Man, that was a very, very valuable lesson for me to learn.
Touched a lot of people.
It was really, really valuable for me to learn that, because I had been looking at the scripture one way. Like, one of the things about my trip that makes it a great trip for me is I sit for the first time in 10 months. Mm-hmm. I get to be completely alone for hours at a time. I don't have to entertain anybody. I don't have to shave. I don't have to put on makeup. You don't even know how freeing it is to sit there and not have to entertain somebody at all, and don't have to go nowhere, and don't have to put on makeup. I wear makeup every single day.
Now you know how we
and
feel.
One of the takeaways.
For TV.
You know, and one of the takeaways.
Come on, Dave, closing remarks.
Yeah, I'm going to do it right now. One of the things I do is I kind of jot down my takeaways from the trip. And I'm going to go over just a few of the things that I learned. I make notes as I learn lessons. Mm-hmm. I make notes. Now, I can't share everything because some of the stuff is really, really personal. But I learned the stuff. You know, one of the things that I learned that Marjorie and I are still just fun, just the two of us.
Oh, see.
You know, man, and you need time alone with somebody like that to rediscover that. I discovered that we are really just fun, just the two of us. And that was a cool takeaway for me, because sometimes you work so hard, you get home, your girl sleep, she wake up, you gone. You know, stuff like that, man. She traveling, you trying to handle business, and you miss each other. And when you get there and you find out, man, she's still fun to be with, that was a cool moment of takeaway. You know.
Nice.
Also, I learned another takeaway was to stay prayerful and patient. He's coming.
Mm-hmm. Wait.
Because everything I've ever wanted, eventually he gave it to me. Now, it was never in the time that I wanted it to happen. Mm-hmm. But can I tell you what I've discovered? I've never discovered he's never been too late. When is it too late for the blessing to get there?
Right.
So what I had to learn, I said, man, you have to stay more prayerful and more patient, because he's always come for you and gotten you. You may have stayed in the situation a little bit longer than you wanted to, and Lord knows I have. Mm-hmm. But when God is showing you something, you're not the only person he's showing. Because ain't nobody in this world by themselves. So a lot of stuff you asking God for, he uses you. He gonna give it to you, but he gonna show some other people some stuff along the way. So you may not get it right when you want it, because he gotta make some other people understand that it's him too. And so I had to learn that right there. Another thing was, I came away, family's everything. You know, when I had the family come out on the boat for a week, family's everything. I enjoyed my family. My youngest child is 21 now. So they actually making good decisions. All them nights they was talking about, we going to Nikki Beach and we going up to the Billionaires Club. They didn't go to none of them. They sat up and said, you know what? It's cooler being on this boat with y'all. Let's have family game night. I was sitting up here going, man, that's really what it's about. Also, my takeaway was, I got to start dreaming bigger. I've been holding back on some of my dreams. You got to dream bigger, because it don't cost you nothing to dream bigger. And since God is in the make your dream come true business, you might as well get some big dreams going. Why not? He making them come true. That I'm not responsible for everybody around me. If I give you a job, I give you a job. What you do with your money, that's not my responsibility. I got to stop feeling like I'm responsible for everybody's welfare. No, man. If people don't care about their own welfare, you can stop. You're just beating yourself up. Mm.
Those are good, Steve. Those are good.
That's a great takeaways. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And listen more. I'm going to listen more. Oh, wow. But not to ignorant people.
Well, there you go, Thomas.
That's the hood in me just threw that in.
drop it.
I had all these Christian moments and then the hood.
He draw the line.
Yeah.
He dropped the mic.
He did.
Andrew.
What else is he finna
be breathing every time he does that.
What?
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.